Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A procession of bagpipers and firefighters from all over Massachusetts marched towards St. John's Church in Worcester. They came to pay their respects to 36-year-old Christopher Roy of the Worcester Fire Department, who died last Sunday after being badly injured in the line of duty. Fellow firefighter Art Williamson, who spent 32 years with the West Springfield Fire Department, says for him, funerals are really one of the few times he deeply thinks about the dangers of this line of work.
You don't bring that thought forward because you wouldn't do your job. But we're here for the protection of life and property, and it's what we do.
Williamson says that even though Roy was only with the Worcester Fire Department since 2016, he sacrificed the most. Williamson says dying in the line of duty becomes a possibility as soon as you're sworn in.
You know, this is a card you've been dealt when you raise your right hand and you come out of the fire department. Whether this card gets played or not is hopefully, you know, that stays in the deck.
This is one of many funerals Williamson has been to. Too many to count, he says. He recalls the fire that took the lives of six firefighters in Worcester back in December of 1993.
It's unfortunately another day in December where we're here in Worcester.
Roy was eulogized by three firefighters. One, David Scavone, has been friends with Roy since high school.
He literally exemplified friendship. He put others before himself. He could move a mountain with a smile. Roy had so many friends, it's hard to really comprehend, but it was because he was so down to earth and easy to get along with.
Sean Sullivan addressed Roy's 9-year-old daughter, Ava.
He is so proud of you and will continue to be. He will always be in your life and in your heart, watching over you from heaven.
Other firefighters at the funeral vowed that Roy's daughter would be taken care of financially and emotionally. Glenn Trevelyan, who was with the Wilbraham Fire Department for 33 years, stands outside.
Been here a few times, and always too many.
Trevelyan says his 9-year-old grandson wants to be a firefighter, and Trevelyan says he gets comfort in knowing that firefighters get good training. But Fran Haruzic, a Worcester resident who came to pay his respects, is wondering if the training or equipment for firefighters could be better.
In this day and age, you would think there'd be better safety precautions, but you never know. And, you know, we've lived through this a number of times in the city, and it's so sad that these guys that risk their lives to help people and everything, that something like this tragic happens.
Haruzic says he hopes something like this never happens again. But for the hundreds of firefighters who came to pay their respects for Christopher Roy, for whom the bells tolled Saturday, they know that their lives are on the line with every call. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.